This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And to the plate. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. High fastball as Altuve chased. Once again, DeGrom gets the final out of the inning on a strikeout with men on base.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Somebody asked if they can get PGA updates every hour. My guy Michael Thorbjornsson is in a tie for third. He's at 4 under. Behind John, I think it's Jonathan Vegas. I'll admit, I'm not the golfing expert. He leads the field with a -7 thus far.
Look at you,
seven
dude.
Under par. If you
knocking prefer. This thing out.
All right,
Jonathan spelled
Jonathan. That's why I'm not 1,000,000%
Jonathan.
Yeah, on that. Yeah, that maybe.
I'll throw that one out there.
All right. Pitcher's duel yesterday, and for the second time, it feels like in what, a week. The Rangers cobbled together like 3 hits or whatever, and they were still able to win the game. So I'm not hating on that. DeGrom was outstanding, and he was outstanding in terms of, it was funny, you said something, I hope I'm not misconstruing what you said earlier, Corey, that he wasn't necessarily like dominant, but you're just impressed. This is the first time in 4 years he's got through 8 innings.
Yeah, there were Evan Carter's amazing catch out in center field. And yes, Mike and Dave Raymond did prove me wrong about the Rangers defense yesterday. Good job, boys. But Evan Carter's amazing flash of leather out there saved a double. Adolis's sliding catch. Adolis played fantastic out in the outfield yesterday. Wyatt Langford had to travel deep into the outfield for a fly ball. And there were moments where you could see on DeGrom's face, it was like, man, I'm glad my defense is playing for me today. And you got to trust them. You know, you do have to trust your defense, and you don't have to do it all on your own. But DeGrom looked like, hey, I'm going to rely a lot on some off-speed pitches throughout this game. And then when I need to heat it up, I will. But it was one of those where, when I say dominant for him, 15 strikeouts, 12 strikeouts.
I got you.
And the amount of strikeouts he had was fine. But he relied on his defense last night, which is what he's going to have to do throughout the regular season. When we get to the playoffs, he still will hope that crystal defense is there behind him. But we're going to want you to step it up just a little more. And he knows that.
I will say, I felt better about this game than the Colorado game where you were getting no hit until the Wyatt Langford home run because you were going up against a bona fide stud pitcher this year.
He's fun to watch,
yeah,
too, man.
Yeah, and I know Hunter Brown took the loss, got a complete game. He pitched outstandingly. He doesn't go into the clubhouse and he's like, sorry I let you down. He might feel that way, but he has no need to feel that way. He looked tremendous, and I felt okay about like getting shut down by him. Versus about a week ago in the Colorado pitcher you ran into problems with, had like a 7.7 ERA going into the game.
Yeah, and there was one point, Kevin, last night where Mike said that Hunter Brown had thrown more practice pitches than he had actual pitches in the game. I think it was in the fifth inning. He was like, yeah, he had like 35 pitches in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, he's thrown more practice pitches. He's worked harder warming up than he has actually throwing against the Rangers. And again, they still did a pretty decent job of working and trying to get good counts against him. But Hunter Brown was throwing strikes last night and putting him in a tough position. So he's interesting to watch. I'm glad we were able to come away with the win against him, because starting the Silver Boot series that way, and then Kevin, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Hey, keep this trend up as you're going into the Yankees, and as you got the White Sox coming up, you could find yourself back at the top of this division pretty quickly.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad that you said that, because I get, I promise, I understand that that's important. Just at this point in the season, I don't care as much about the jump from fourth to second. And like, you're right behind the Mariners, who we talked about this yesterday. The Mariners have really, really been struggling. I like it because you have the opportunity, depending on how the rest of the series goes, depending on how the Yankees series goes, to say, hey, we really played quality baseball against three out of four teams that were really, really good. I'll never give credit to the Rockies, but that is encouraging if you can continue to win against good teams.
Yeah, definitely gaining confidence. Hey, win against bad teams is good too.
For sure. You know, have to.
Gaining that confidence is important. The reason I want to get up to the top is I don't want to be chasing for the rest of the season and wear yourself out chasing. Get to the top of that thing. Start having people chase you, because it puts pressure on them. And I think that's where the Rangers are at their best, is whenever people are chasing them down.
And don't you feel like it would be really nice if you could dispose of the A's or the Astros along the way?
Yes.
Like, it's 1,000%. Early, and maybe the Angels are like, oh, we could still do this. Well, you can't. And so I'm just going to go ahead and say the Angels, they're done. Better luck next year. But you had the two best players
in
baseball.
Maybe Mike Trout will be healthy
next
year.
Yeah, and you still didn't make the playoffs then. So, I don't know. Find a different strategy. But it would be nice if you could cast off another team, and then it kind of got down to like a three-team race. Then maybe by the time you got to the halfway point, you were one of the two teams in a two-team race, perhaps with Seattle. To your point, I would like that a lot better than having to be like, well, what did this team do today? What did this team do today? Now, the reason why I brought up the rivalry.
And by the way, real quick.
Yeah.
Give Houston credit defensively last night, too. They were sparkling as well. And so this is a fantastic matchup for baseball fans, especially when this rivalry has been as good as it's been over the last, 10 years?
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you see how long the game was?
It felt short. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It was 2 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, you know, if we can get that down to an hour and a half.
Hey, man, why not?
You and Manfred are
That's good pitching. Like, that's quality pitching right there. Not a lot of runners on.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On, not a lot of goofing around. The starters go deep into the game. Like, that's what a really good pitching duel does for you in these games.
And we asked about the rivalry, and from the 214, absolutely no rivalry has been hotter in recent years than Rangers versus the Astros. And the reason why I wanted to talk about that a little bit more is, you know, this is rivalry weekend for MLB. So this is like
I did not know this.
Yeah, this is their Auburn Alabama weekend. Actually, Carter's probably cringing because he's like, I could tell you 73 other rivalries. That's fair. But under most heated rivalries for ESPN, number one on the list, it is the Astros and the Rangers.
Really?
That is the top one on their list.
And like right now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't feel like, you know, Cubs and Cardinals was one for a long time.
Or like,
are these? Oh, this is more rivalry, though, like in state or near. Okay, I gotcha.
Because they're getting St. Louis and Kansas City.
Tampa Bay and Miami.
Chicago. Yeah, exactly. And so it is not the Yankees, Red Sox of it all. And it says, this is one of those old intrastate civic rivalries that bubbled in the minors, the Texas League in this case, for decades and grew slowly at the big league level once interleague play began. And it really took off, Corey,
Bannister,
a little bit more than a decade ago when the Astros joined the Rangers in the AL West. It has a name, the Silver Boot Series, and plenty of bad feelings on the field. Look, I always think of Adolis when it comes to this. I know there's more to it, but him just breaking the will of Houston.
Keep describing that.
Yeah, he just, it felt like in one moment, he broke the will of Houston and made us all more excited than anything in the world. And then
he looked so happy doing it, too.
He did.
And we were all happy with him doing it.
Look, last night during...
And those Astro fans and their space helmets.
So last night during the Winnipeg game, they had plenty of people doing bits from Colonel Sanders to the Bakers to other stuff. I was really hoping that we would end that series with me screenshotting those people and being like, what have you done with your life? Because what I think about when the Astros come up is those two dorks sitting in the stands in their NASA uniforms.
I have that
looking
picture
as
still.
Sad as can be. Now I get it. If they would have won, everyone would have wanted to party with the spacemen. But you didn't. You got freaking embarrassed. And you're sitting there like chumps
being like, oh, we got a problem.
Like, I wonder how many times they said that to each other during the thing. And so Houston and Texas being the...
I still have that picture
like,
saved.
It's hilarious. And I remember the Whataburger thing right behind it. Is those two looking sad and this being the top rivalry of Rivalry Weekend. I just think it's really cool because sometimes we talk about the Rangers struggle for national acceptance.
Yeah.
Well, the game's on Apple TV tonight. It's Rivalry Weekend, and ESPN's like, this is the best one.
So I take this back. It really caught fire with the Bannister AJ Hinch battle.
I could see
when those two went at it, like in the middle of the field. I was like, oh, this is really good. And thank you, Jeff Bannister, for doing that. Honestly, because that really did incite this series and grow it into what it's become, because I think the hatred got a little more that night. And you could see, Bannister was one of those managers, too, that he loved going into a game with animosity. He loved that feeling amongst what was going on of like, hey, it's us against them. He really enjoyed that, which is why he like supported Beltre so much. He loved Beltre because he knew that's my lead dog. But then... Two years ago during the World Series run, it was the Marcus Semien stomp. You know, that Marcus Semien stomp on the plate brought that back because the Astros had it for a stretch of time. They were good and the Rangers weren't. And so we were like, man, we got to get back to it. And finally we were. And the Astros were like, no, you're a little brother still. And the Rangers were like, no, we're not. We're about to win a World Series. Just wait. And then that thing set up for... the ALCS, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we did a whole thing on, was it game five or game six? Game five.
Game five.
And we did a whole thing on
crushed
that.
Crushed my
like
spirit.
Like that whole, and then it was, that series was a tier on the cake of what this whole thing has been. So yes, Kevin, every time now I get more heated about the Astros than any other team. I love it.
And, man, somebody brought this up.
Yeah, the whole Corey Seager, we'll never know.
The thing I'll never forget about that, though, but that was a great moment. Oh, you know, they said, what happens if we don't win the World Series? I guess we'll never know. I will always remember that in the parade, but what I will really remember about that line is Jared Sandler going Cooper Flagg out there and firing up his 3-foot vertical and being like, yeah!
He jumped like 5-6 feet at that point.
It was unbelievable. Amazing. He wanted to run up on the stage and bear hug Corey Seager, and I would have supported it. And that was, he was so happy, it made me happy as well.
Yeah, that was a pretty special moment.
Couple of other notes coming out of that game. Bruce Bochy now surpasses Sparky Anderson, 2,195 wins. That is the sixth most ever in the history of Major League Baseball as a manager. And then the other thing that is really impressive, and we talked about this team a day or two ago, the Rangers still have the second longest winning streak in baseball behind only the Twins. The Twins also won again. Now, I know they're not in your division, but they've won 11 in a row.
Crap.
11
We're never going to catch them.
Okay, well, you actually are only half a game back of the Twins, like if you wanted to measure the record side by side.
But that's 11.
I know that's...
In a row.
You don't think we can win 11 in a row?
I'm not sure yet.
That's not the Corey I know.
What did I tell you yesterday? I need 18. 18 in a row is what I'm shooting for here.
Okay. And if we don't, if we go like 16 and 2... You're going to be like, meh.
I'll be disappointed.
Okay, man.
18 in a row. Okay. This year, please, if they give me Texas an 18-game win streak, you will make me the happiest boy.
Alec, your thoughts?
I like to think when I watch baseball, I'm still a little kid.
Huh.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and take a step out and say they're 6-0 in their last six. If they go 10-2 from here, I know you'll be disappointed. I'll be super pumped. Please, Rangers, do that. Go 10-2.
Who are you losing those two to?
Aaron Judge hits a total of 7 home runs in the 2 games you lose.
Off our pitching?
Oh. Yeah.
What? Off our starting pitching? What are you doing right now, dude? That's just insane talk. That is insanity.
Because it'll be the bullpen, because we're still working on getting them all back. Now, I know they've all avoided major injury, but I'm still a little concerned.
I got you.
How is 10-2 being a hater?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.